Episode 122, Cookie Palooza Diet Disasters. Welcome to the School of Weight Loss podcast, where we empower you to reach your healthy weight goals with less wasted effort, money, and time. This is the podcast that uses evidence-based tips and tools to simplify weight loss for the ladies who've tried it all. If you struggle with obesity or being overweight, you're tired of endless dieting and never reaching your goals, and just plain tired with life, this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, obesity medicine certified physician, life and weight loss certified coach, Dr. Emily Van Zandt. Let's get this episode started. Good morning, my dear lovely listeners. Lively ladies in the making. I have a special guest with me today. She is the queen of the Cookie Palooza. Her name is
Eliza. And I am selling Girl Scout cookies this weekend. So if you want some, come by Dr. Emily's house.
Yes, we are in the midst of a Cookie Palooza. So I wanted Eliza to be on this episode because I think it's really interesting to look back. I have shared many times on the podcast how much I truly...
Okay, bye.
She might already be out, but I got to get a few words out of her first. She's very excited. Her Gigi is coming to take her to play today because she's out of school. So here's the deal. I am the Girl Scout troop leader. We just brought Girl Scouts back to our little town of Burton, Kansas, after they've not been here for a very long time. Everyone is very excited about the cookies. In fact, the first thing I got asked by many people in our community when we were bringing back Girl Scouts was, will there be cookies and when can I buy them? I also have a little girl here who's very excited about the cookies. And I am also the one with all the cookies to hand out in my home currently. And if you know anything about my love of cookies, we got a Cookie Palooza going on around here. And that can turn very quickly into a weight loss diet disaster. I've got a few reasons why it turns into a disaster, but I want Eliza, first of all, because I think many of us, when we think back about Girl Scout cookies, we think back about our memories of Girl Scout cookies. And, oh, they're so special. They only come out a certain time of year. They taste so yummy. The packaging, by the way, is in beautiful, different colors. I'm like, ooh, I haven't tried the red yet. They have new ones this year. They have Adventurefuls. They're fantastic, if you're wondering, especially if you love caramel. And so they do all sorts of beautiful, beautiful marketing ploys around these cookies, right? And I think a lot of us have a slight emotional connection to these cookies. I'll tell you, I haven't had a Girl Scout for years in my life, and I think it has been years since I've bought true Girl Scout cookies. I maybe bought a couple boxes, maybe outside of the grocery store a couple years ago, I think, but nothing like this for a very, very, very long time in our home. And I don't know that I've ever had it at this level because I've never been the troop leader of Girl Scouts and my mother was not either. So we are navigating cookies, and oftentimes it brings up this idea, especially if you're on a diet, of like, when I was a little girl, I sold Girl Scout cookies, or I love Girl Scout cookies. Those Thin Mints in the freezer, they're the best, right? We have all sorts of romanticized views about the cookies that go all the way back to our youth. I think it's a great example of looking at your relationship with a food item, right? I know oftentimes I tell you all, we have a relationship with food and you're like, that sounds creepy, but we do have a relationship with food because we have thoughts about food, and relationships are just our thoughts about other things and human beings. So we actually have relationships with food. If you have a healthy relationship with food, you might think it's just a source of energy for my life. Enter the energized eating plan. That is the actual intent of food, right? To give you energy. That being said, I don't even have that type of a relationship with Girl Scout cookies. And you probably don't either. I don't look at it and say, what sort of an energy source would that be for me? I think it would give me an energy high and then a crash because there's a lot of sugar and flour in it. If I eat too much of it, which I may have done in the last week on an empty stomach, I'm going to feel awful. That's not what I'm thinking when I look at a Girl Scout cookie. I'm thinking back to the taste, the amazingness, the memories, the comfort. And right now I'm thinking about selling more for my troop to have lots of funding for next year. So Eliza, I'd love for you to tell me your thoughts about Girl Scout cookies.
that they're fun and they're good to sew. And next year we're going to make Girl Scout cookie shakes at the barn.
Yes.
So
what happens?
I am excited about that.
Okay. What happens when we get Girl Scout cookies in our house? What do you think about them?
We eat them. And we eat other people's orders. And we take them by the people.
We do not eat other people's orders. We have not eaten other people's cookies. Thank you.
But we do eat our cookies.
And what did you say to Mommy yesterday? There was one type you said, what about the purple ones?
They're yuck. Disgusting.
But let me tell you something. Before that, you were all excited. And why were you excited to try them?
Because if I didn't know what they tasted like.
Because I didn't know what they tasted like. Why were you excited to try them? You didn't know they were going to be yucky. Why were you excited to try the purples? By the way, it's the Caramel Delights.
Because of I liked the texture and how they had chocolate on it.
But what about the purple box made you want to try?
I don't know, because if I like purple.
Yeah, it was literally like, I want to try the purples. And then you tried them and you didn't love them that much. Will you eat them again?
No.
Will you try them again?
Not ever in my life. If I had to do a challenge for that, I would not do it.
You're not even going to try the purples again?
I never ever in my life.
Which ones do you like?
I like the peanut butter Krabby Patties.
Krabby Patties. The peanut butter sandwiches without the chocolate, right?
Yes.
There's been multiple times she's tried that she just gives to me, like after one bite, because she doesn't like them. So with the peanut butter ones, the ones that have the no chocolate on them, how often are you eating those?
I'm eating those like once a week a day and pop too. So I like to drink pop and cookies.
Yeah, you love to go all in on the sugar once you get started, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
How many times have you had those peanut butter sandwich cookies?
Once, like only one day.
If they're sitting over there in the corner, do you say like they're calling my name?
No.
Have you thought about saying they're calling my name?
No.
Are they calling your name?
No.
What do you think about them sitting over there in that corner?
I just want to eat them like every single day because of they're not my favorite. But I do like them.
Yeah, you just said they are your favorite, actually. So here's the thing. Girl Scout cookies come in a variety of flavors. It's very easy to go on to the one we like next or, ooh, I haven't tried that one yet, right? And I think of it as now just like there is a purple package sitting in that side of the room. It's going to be there whenever I'm ready for it, right? Just like Eliza thinks. Eliza, are you going back for the purple package again?
Nope.
Are you going for the orange package?
Nope.
The peanut butter sandwiches?
Yes.
When are you going to go for them?
Like next year?
Probably before next year. But I would just want you to notice how not obsessed with the chewing and swallowing of the cookies my daughter is, and how excited she is about the experience of selling them, of having them in the house, of the packaging, of the marketing, of all the above. This is where the Cookie Palooza diet failures begin for us. If you come into this having over-restricted, and here's what I mean by that. You're hitting this time of year, all of a sudden, I love it. There was actually a post on my Instagram feed. I love Simon Holland. He's hilarious. He's like, remember when you were telling yourself you were going to eat healthy and then you bought 5 boxes of Girl Scout cookies? Like, it's that time of year, right? You walk up to the grocery store, you're like, I'm going to do good. And then you're like, Girl Scout cookies, right? And so if we go in over restricted, and by that, I mean, we're like, have a set list of foods that we can, only foods we can eat. And we tell ourselves, well, when I hit my goals, then I can eat the Girl Scout cookies. All we're doing in our very human brains is making them more appealing, more exciting, and more idealized and more rewarding. Here's how you know you do this. Sometimes you bite into it and it's like the purple package where you're like, it really wasn't as good as I remember. But what do? You keep eating them because you're like, no, it's Girl Scout cookies. I never get to have them. I already broke my diet today. I already messed up. I'll start again tomorrow. Just one won't hurt me. Those are all thought errors about the cookies. And I just want you to know that when you come from a diet brain and from an over-restricted brain, all you do is make it more rewarding and you make it harder to make good decisions and good choices for yourself. That's why in the energized eating plan, I want you to look at those thought errors and realize that those thought errors create over desire for food and they're not true. All that's sitting in front of you when you're looking at Girl Scout cookies is a box of ingredients combined together and really pretty marketing that has a good benefit and that you can eat, but you gotta do it in a way that serves you. And recognizing the thought errors that stand in the way is the first step to do that, right? If you come from a diet brain, you're going to over restrict and then you're going to over reward on the back end because you have too much desire for that food. You've created it by your thoughts about it. It's not actually the food that does it. It's your thoughts about it. This is your think, feel, eat cycles, right? This is what we do in my coaching groups. We look at think, feel, eat cycles and we correct them. Now, when we correct them by energized eating. When you look at energized eating, we put these foods in the rest. We do protein, veggies, and then the rest. So as I said, there have been a few mornings where I have had a cookie before breakfast. Mainly funny because I'm doing my reels and I keep putting them in my reels. And I'm like, you gotta stop doing that. You need to actually eat before you do them. It's not because I actually desire it, although I could just spit it out, right? Just like anybody else. But truly, I don't feel very good when I do that. If you do it, ask yourself how you feel. One of the goals in energized eating is not just weight loss, but it's to feel good and energize your body for the day. If you start saying, okay, well, I can have cookies as the rest. I'm going to eat my protein and veggies first, and then I can put it in the rest of my meal. Guess what? It all changes. You're probably going to feel good. You're already going to be partially full before you get to the cookies. You're not making them extra rewarding because you can have them in any meal in the rest if you really want to. And guess what? You've just made them a food item in your day. And that's how we navigate cookie paloozas without diet disaster. We first of all, stop calling this a diet. And then second of all, we look at how these foods interact with our bodies, get us the results we desire, and we work them into the rest. That is an energized eating plan that will serve you even if you're the cookie troop leader in Burton, Kansas. You'll feel good eating it, you'll get better weight loss results, but you'll also get healthier in the process. So the steps to do that are to look at your thoughts about the cookies. Correct your think, feel, eat cycles and create an energized eating plan around that that actually serves you to get the results you desire. Not saying I have to just stop being the troop leader, get these things out of the house for me to survive my life, but instead saying, no, these are going to be part of my life. I love being the Girl Scout troop leader to Burton, Kansas, by the way. I took on a bunch of roles this last fall and it's probably my favorite because I love being with the girls. I get to walk. It's so cute. Our little school is just phenomenal, by the way. And I walk up there at 4 o'clock when school gets out and the girls come running to me. And some days when it's not Girl Scouts, they come running to me and they're like, is it Girl Scouts today? Not Girl Scouts today, girls, but we're going to have it soon.
Sometimes people always do that at track. Is it track today?
Yes.
Is it track today?
Daddy's helping with track, right? When we think of where we want to go with this, right? I just want to share, what a great segue, Eliza, with you that I made the decision recently, for those of you who have been following for a while, to close the doors to the Lively Lady Club membership. There were a few reasons for that, but the first of which was, it's really tech heavy to have a membership, and I want to spend more time coaching and less time in tech, to be brutally honest with you. I think you all could appreciate that, right? When I have a beautiful new coach, and she and I looked at what was working and what wasn't working, and I said to her, I want to do more coaching and less tech. And she said, well, that's like not a membership platform. And I said, okay. But I said one thing after that, which was, I don't want to abandon my ladies. I love my ladies. I love working with them. And she said, you're not abandoning them. You can just make this a beautiful free group and you can do all of the fun stuff. And so that is now the Fasting Flock. The reason I decided to call it the Fasting Flock rather than like a weight loss group is because I think fasting provides the highest level of growth for us as women in the weight loss world. I think it's the non-shot alternative to the shots. I think that it gives us a space to bring God into this journey. And that has been my work over the last year and a half. And I had found that I was creating more and more boxes for myself, meaning like we got to get out of diet brain. And then once we're out of diet brain, then we got to have an energized eating plan that works. And then we need the empowerment tools to learn to stick to the energized eating plan. But fundamentally for my ladies, there was kind of an identity issue underneath it that we have struggled with our weight for so long. There were things about us that were showing up in this weight journey. And by that, I mean, I got a lot of perfectionist people pleasers, accolade driven, wonderful women who are highly capable of surviving and being successful in life as long as they have food to buffer out of those negative feelings that come from them not being perfect, that come from them not being in control enough, from them not having enough checked boxes in their lives to see themselves as, frankly, just good enough. And that, my dear lovely listeners, is what I offer in the Healthy Me PhD program. And I've decided to do it in a small group format and one-on-one format because I want to dive deep into this healthy me side. So it's mind, body, and spiritual health. It's weight loss if that's your goal, for sure. But it's actually, I think, bigger than that. I think it's about getting healthy with your life. And that includes mind, body, and spirit. And that's what's really unique to me, right? Like I have all of those tools. I'm a doctor. So I really want to dive into, from a coaching aspect, the anxiety, the depression, the menopausal symptoms, the thyroid disease, right? All of that. And look at it as how much of this is physiologic, meaning in your body, and how much of this is the emotions that come around dealing with that diagnosis. And then we look at the spiritual side. Like for me, part of this growth has been all about getting clean in my relationship with God. I think, as I explained to my mom recently, I think some of us have been hurt by others in the church or the church, and we make it mean a lot about who we are and our relationship with God, and it doesn't need to be. That's not the version of God that's actually written in the Bible. And I've spent a lot of time between me and God recently, and the growth of my faith has been probably the most important part of my work in the last year and a half. And I think that that goes across religions. I think it's truly about faith. I think many times we think that the people who say, oh, I have a relationship with God, I don't need a church or doing nothing. I think there's a space for the church. That's the community where you go to derive strength. But if you don't have a good relationship with God first as the basis of that, who you bring to church is not going to serve you at the highest level. So I want that to be part of it. And then I want the coaching side of it, obviously, right? Looking at your thoughts and all of that. So it's mind, body, spiritual health, really. And that's where I'm going to be putting my energy there going forward. So if you were interested in joining the Lively Lady Club, I really believe that this Healthy Me PhD coaching is that tenfold. And because of that, I'm starting it very small. I'm starting it one-on-one with some small groups, and really, I've never done one-on-one coaching before, and I love it. I love the space of really diving in deep with all of you. So if you're in for that, I will link it in the show notes. Head to my website. You can join the wait list or do an application, and we will get you in as soon as we can to start coaching. You can always join the Fasting Flock. It's free. I have many goals for that, and I cannot wait to see how through fasting we can change not just weight loss, but so much in our lives. It's such a beautiful space to give up the clutter and the noise and the strongholds and start turning to God instead. That, my dear lovely listeners, you can do today. Today is the day. If you love today's episode, make sure to share it with a friend who needs to hear it too. Leave me a review and click subscribe to get the latest updates on all my new podcast episodes. Ready to reach your healthy weight goals and drop the endless diet cycle? Head on over to emilyvinzantmd.com and learn more about working with me in Dr. Emily's School of Weight Loss, my virtual weight loss coaching program. The link is in my show notes.